Listening Library presents Mud City by Deborah Ellis. Read for you by Mira Simhan. Chapter 1. When did Mrs. Weera say she would be back? Shazia had asked that question so many times that the woman in Mrs. Weera's hut didn't even look up. She simply raised an arm and pointed at the door. All right, I'm going, Shazia said. But I'm not going far. I'll sit in the doorway until she comes back. But the woman at the makeshift table was absorbed in her work. Not only was this the office for the widow's compound, the section of the refugee camp where widows and their children lived, it was also the office for a secret women's organization that operated on the other side of the Pakistan border in Afghanistan. The Taliban were still in power there. Mrs. Weera's organization ran secret schools, clinics, and a magazine. Shazia was tempted to jump onto the table and kick the papers onto the dirt floor just to get a reaction. Instead, she went outside and plunked herself down beside the doorway, her back slumped against the wall. Jasper, her dog, was taking up most of the sliver of shade by the hut. He lifted his head a few inches off the ground in greeting, but only for a moment. It was too hot to do anything more. The streets and walls of the camp were all made of mud, which soaked up the heat like a bread oven, baking everything inside, including Shazia. Flies landed on her face, hands, and ankles. Nearby, the resident crazy woman rocked and moaned. "Remember when we were in the high pasture?" Shazia asked Jasper. "Remember how cool and clean the air felt? How we could hear birds singing, not women moaning?" She reached under her chador to lift up her hair, which was sticking to the back of her neck. "Maybe we should have stayed with the shepherds," she said, brushing off a fly and redraping her head and shoulders with the chador. "Maybe I should have kept my hair short like a boy's instead of letting it grow back. That was Mrs. Weera's idea. Mrs. Weera orders me around, has dumb ideas, and won't even get me a decent pair of sandals. Look at these." She took off a sandal and showed it to Jasper, who kept his eyes closed. The sandal was barely held together by bits of string. Shazia put it back on her foot. "It's not fair for you to be in this heat either," she told Jasper. "You're a shepherding dog. You should be back in the mountains with the sheep, or, even better, on the deck of a big ship next to me, with the ocean wind all around us." Shazia wasn't completely sure whether there was wind on the ocean, but she figured there must be. After all, there were waves. "I'm sorry I brought you here, Jasper. I thought this place would be a stepping stone to some place better instead of a dead end. Do you forgive me?" Jasper opened his eyes, perked up his ears for a moment, then went back to his nap. Shazia took that as a yes. Jasper used to belong to the shepherds, but as soon as he and Shazia met, they realized they really belonged together. Shazia leaned back and closed her eyes. Maybe she could remember what a cool breeze felt like. Maybe that would cool her down.
"Shazia, tell us a story."
She kept her eyes closed. "Go away." She wasn't in the mood to entertain the compound's children.
"Tell us about the wolves."
She opened one eye and used it to glare at the group of youngsters in front of her.
"I said, go away."
She never should have been nice to them. Now they wouldn't leave her alone.
"What are you doing?"
"I'm sitting."
"We'll sit with you."
The children dropped to the dirt, closer to her than was comfortable in this heat. A lot of them had shaved heads because of a recent outbreak of lice in the compound. Most had runny noses. They all had big eyes and hollow cheeks. There was never enough food.
"Quit butting into me," she said,
pushing away a little girl who was leaning on her. The orphans Mrs. Weera was always finding and bringing into the compound were especially clingy.
You're worse than sheep. Tell us about the wolves.
One story, then you'll leave me alone?
One story.
It would be worth the effort if they really did go. She needed some quiet time to plan out what she was going to say to Mrs. Weera. This time, she wouldn't be put off by a request to do one of those little jobs.
All right, I'll tell you about the wolves.
Shazia took a deep breath and began her story.
It happened while I was working as a shepherd. We had the sheep up in the high pasture land in Afghanistan, where the air is clean and cool.
I can make Afghanistan with my fist.
So can I.
A dozen grubby fists were thrust into Shazia's face. The thumbs were stuck out to represent the skinny part of the province of Badakhshan.
Don't interrupt. Do you want to hear the story or not?
Shazia said, waving the hands away. We were up in the pasture land, where everything is green. Grass, bushes, pistachio trees, great oak trees, a beautiful green. Shazia looked around for something to compare it to. The compound was all yellowish-gray mud. Most of the children had spent their whole lives there.
Look at Safa's shalwar kameez. Up in the high pasture land, the whole world is green like that.
There was green under the dirt of Safa's clothes. The water supply was low, and no one had been able to do laundry. The children oohed and aahed and started babbling about colors. Shazia had to shut them up so she could finish the story. Then maybe they'd leave her alone. She pictured the pasture land in her mind, and, for a moment, she was taken away from the noise, dirt, and smell of the refugee camp.
I was sitting up with the sheep one dark night, guarding them, because sheep are so stupid they can't look after themselves. The other shepherds, big grown men, were asleep. I was the only one awake. I sat by a small fire, watching the sparks fly up into the sky like stars. There was an eerie silence in the hills. All I could hear was the sound of the shepherd snoring. Then, suddenly, a wolf howled.
Shazia howled like a wolf.
Some of the children gasped, and some of them laughed, and the women in the embroidery group nearby stopped chatting for a moment. That was followed by another howl, and then another howl. There was a whole pack of wolves in the forest, wanting to gobble up my sheep. I stood up and saw the wolves begin to creep out from the shelter of the trees. They wanted to eat the sheep, but first they had to deal with me. I counted 4, then 5, then 6. 7 giant wolves coming toward me, tense on their haunches, ready to spring. I bent down and grabbed 2 burning sticks from the fire. I held them up just as the wolves jumped at me. They were hungry and strong, but I was angry that they had disturbed my quiet night, so I was more than a match for them. I kicked at them and waved the burning sticks until they were so tired out that they collapsed at my feet and fell asleep. In the morning, they were so embarrassed, they simply slunk away back into the forest, grateful that I didn't laugh at them.
Hello, children! Mrs. Weera swept into the compound like a strong wind. Every time you tell that story, you add another wolf, she said, whooshing past her into the hut.
Shazia jumped to her feet and followed her inside. Mrs. Weera, I need to talk to you.
Another one of our secret girls' schools has been discovered by the Taliban, Mrs. Weera was saying to her assistant. We must see what we can...
Mrs. Weera!
But Mrs. Weera ignored Shazia. Shazia felt Jasper's solid dog body beside her, and it gave her strength.
Mrs. Weera, I want to be paid! She shouted.
That got Mrs. Weera's attention. You want to be paid?
For telling stories.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?